The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowd, "But to what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another, 'We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds." At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us, amen. So when I read the Gospel in preparing for this sermon, I couldn't but help think of Goldilocks. You know Goldilocks, right? She walks into the bear's house, and the first porridge is too hot, and the next porridge is too cold, and the third porridge is... yes, and one chair is too big, and one chair is too small, and one chair is... and one bed is too hard, and one bed is too soft, but one bed is just right. You see, in the gospel today, we seem to have the same thing of wanting it to be just right. We played music and you didn't dance. We mourned and you didn't wail. John came along preaching the gospel of repentance and you called him, whatever they called him, boring. What'd they call him? Let's see, a demon. They said he had a demon. And then Jesus came along and he ate and drank with others. They called him a glutton and a drunkard. You know, the straight guy is too straight, John, and the loose guy, Jesus, well, he's just too loose. And so Jesus was talking to people who face the same challenges that we do, because you see, frequently we have lots of reasons why we don't actually have to engage our faith, right? Because we want our faith to be just right. We want the people who we listen to be just right, kind of like us. God forbid we might see something differently. And so if we think about this, this actually becomes a struggle in our faithful living. I know it's a struggle for me. Meet a homeless person asking for money? Well, you never know. They could actually have a home somewhere in the beach area, or they hit up this off-ramp they have every day for 5 years. They don't really need anything. Or they're going to go spend it on alcohol, or they're mentally ill. We can come up with this whole list of too soft, too hard, too hot, too cold, and never decide that it's just right. But the truth is, every one of us, every single one of us in here can go to Subway and get a sandwich, or go to Vons and get a can of tuna, or carry packs around in our car that actually have things that would be helpful for those in need. Any one of us could do that. Or what about helping the least of these, right? Gospel is really clear. We need to take care of children. Whether they're here in Hermosa, or they're over in Compton, or let's just say right now, whether they're sitting on the border because their parents sent them over and they don't have anyone to take care of them. But we go through this whole list as to whether we should take care of them or not, right? Well, are you legal? Or are you really gonna learn? Or are you gonna use what I give you appropriately? Or are you going to thank me and be appreciative of what I've done with my time? But the gospel doesn't really care about any of those reasons. The gospel's really clear. We have a mandate to take care of the least of these, no matter what. Or what about our own personal life? Anybody ever feel like you're too busy for prayer? I mean, like, you know, you got to get up, you got to get to the gym, you have an important meeting, you need to get ready for the whatever's coming, you have a hair appointment. That's right, I get my hair appointments at 7 a.m. in the morning. But, you know, you have all these things that you have to do that are way more important. Isn't there just some quick prayer I can do, like, that'll cover me, I can check off my box? Prayer is way more important than we give it credit for. But we have all these reasons, too hot, too cold, too soft, too hard, as to why we don't take time to pray when we know from experience from the first 10 days in Lent when we actually do our Lenten discipline, we know that if we bookend our morning and our evening with prayer, we do better, right? But it's hard. It's hard. And we struggle. And we struggle with our faith. And you see, what Jesus tells us today isn't that we actually get to sit there and make decisions and wait for it to magically become just right for us to engage our faith. No, rather, as Christians, we're to engage in that struggle together. We're to engage in that struggle so that we can find ways to bring about the kingdom of God right here and now in our lives. And it is not easy. You want to know why it says in the gospel today that the infants get it more than the scholars and the scribes and the priests? Because children are dependent on others for their survival. You can't send a toddler out into the woods and expect them to live for 10 days on their own. Children know that they're dependent on one another, and as Christians, we are dependent on one another to engage in the struggle of our faith and to engage in bringing about the kingdom of God. And quite frankly, bringing about the kingdom of God can be a burden. Putting the needs of those of others before the needs and the wants of our own, that's really hard. And yet, that's the struggle that Jesus calls us into today, because when we engage that burden, when we actually take on that burden to bring about the kingdom of God, the gospel says that we'll get rest. We'll have rest, better than any pedicure or manicure or massage or Hawaiian vacation or whatever it is you do to rejuvenate yourself. Jesus says that we, when we put away all of our filters and we take on the burden of engaging the kingdom of God with one another, we will find rest. When we do that, we'll find out that Jesus is just right when he says that my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen.